flies, Ruddy dives across midfield to the ugly 49-yard line. And this is either going to be a block in the back or a hold against New Lothrop. The flag is back at the 48-yard line. It's a hold against New Lothrop. So this will push them back 10 yards from the original line of scrimmage according to the spot. So it'll be first down and 20 for the Hornets. Not exactly the start they were looking for.
It's just what the doctor ordered, though, for the Bearcats, Clark.
Yes, indeed.
Is now they're going to have to go upwards of 20 yards to get a first down. This is their chance now to get a stop and stop this high-powered offense. Get the football back into your offense, Mychek, Brandel, and Brown and company. And see if they can't tie this ball game up or get it back within 1 point. Or, heck, they could even take the lead with a two-point conversion.
Anything would be appreciated for the ugly Bearcats. First and 20, pushed back all the way to the 38-yard line. 39-yard line, actually 38, we'll call it. So second, first down and 21. And it's a jet sweeper on the left side to number 5, Colin Mulcahy. And he is forced out of bounds on the near sideline at the 45-yard line. A 7-yard pickup. Now second down and 15 to go for the Hornets. Right to left, cross your radio.
Mulcahy comes in motion. He was set as a wide receiver on the right-hand side. He comes in motion, and when the snap comes, it's a quick handoff to him at full speed, running straight towards us here to the ugly Bearcat sideline, and gets up and down the sideline for 7 yards. Bring up second down and long.
11:34 left in the third. It's 13 New Lothrop, 6 for ugly. New Lothrop on offense. Trips to the right, 1 to the left. Man in motion now. Empty backfield for Birchmeyer. Quick throw for the completion at the 48. Dives forward to the 46-yard line. Brought down by number 37, Nathan Keller, and Matt Mychek on the tackle. He's still short of the first down marker, which is at the 41-yard line of Ubley. It's third down and 5 to go for the Hornets.
Nice play. That was the first play of the game that they ran. With the running back to the right of Birchmeyer, he goes in motion and sets up for a dump off or a screen pass, but he didn't need him that time as he found his slot receiver down the field and puts him in third down and manageable.
Birchmeyer hands it off to Ruddy. He's close to the fumbles, and it looks like Ubley may have it at the 36-yard line, and it is Ubley football. Mason Ruddy could not hang on to it at the end of his run. As a swarm of white jerseys were there, it fell in front of them. And the ugly Bearcats recover at their own 36-yard line with 10:52 left in the third quarter. Turnover for the New Lothrop Hornets, and ugly back on the field.
When I seen Ruddy hit the hole, I was shaking my head already. God, they got the first down. The Hornets did it. And the ball hit the turf, and who recovers it, Clark? Derek Brown recovers the football for the Bearcats. And now Matt Mychek and company back on the field.
It's a handoff right up the middle. As expected, and Jonathan Brandel on the carry gets out to the 38-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 2 yards, second down and 8 to go for the Bearcats, moving left to right across your radio. As the wind continues to pick up in the second half, we're close to 15 or maybe even 18 miles per hour as it's pushing right to left across your radio, the wind. Ubley facing the wind, second and 8.
53, Carter Hemmesberg makes the tackle for New Lothrop. The Bearcats going to have to continue to be creative on offense and not be afraid to let Mychek throw the football here and there to keep those guys out of the box.
Mychek rolling to his right to pass, and he had a man, but he overthrew him just by a hot flash. Anthony Sweeney can't bring it in as he elevated for that one, and we have a flag in the backfield, and this could be a hold against the Bearcats now.
That would be devastating if that's the call, because this offense is much better getting 3 or 4 yards at a time, and you're exactly right. It is a hold.
So the flag sits at the 31-yard line. So it'll be 10 yards from the 31 back to the 21-yard line. And this is going to be a repeat second down in a country mile. The first down marker is at the 46-yard line. Second down and 26 yards to go.
That's a tough penalty to take, but that play spelled disaster from the get-go. It was play action, and Mychek actually ran into Nathan Keller in the backfield, his running back, so the play seemed doomed from the get-go.
And it's a handoff right up the middle as Derek Brown continues to churn those legs forward across the 25 out to the 26-yard line. He got 5 yards. Unfortunately, it's 21 yards short of the first down marker, brought down by Tucker Moriarty of New Lothrop. 9:42 left in the third. Still that 7-point ball game, and New Lothrop leading.
Some misdirection there by the Bearcats as Mychek sells a pitch. He fakes the pitch out to Keller, and as he's throwing his hands out towards the sideline, he keeps the football behind him, and Brown grabs it as he runs up the middle. Gets a nice gain, 7 yards on the play, but when you need 27, that's not enough.
Third down, and we'll call it 20. T formation working off the right hash, left to right across your radio. Mychek under center, three men backfield. Mychek surveying the prairie. Finally under center. And it's a handoff right up the middle. Jonathan Brandle has it. He's across the 40 and makes this now a fourth and manageable. He's out to the 41-yard line as he's brought down by Mason Ruddy of New Lothrop with 8:52 left in the third quarter. Fourth down and five to go for the Bearcats, and they may have to punt this one away.
Well, as exciting of a play as that was, they still need maybe even 5 yards or so to get the first down, but this certainly now brings them into a situation where they could go for it, Clark. I know on fourth and third and 20, you're not really thinking about going for it on fourth down, but when Brandle makes it 5 or 6 yards to go, you can think about it, but they're going to bring Brandle on to punt this away, or so it seems.
He now has 13 carries for 87 yards on the night. And the lone ugly touchdown. The punt into the wind, bounces at the 40, and comes to rest at the 33-yard line. So I've seen worse punts, and it will flip the field regardless for New Lothrop. Offense back on the field, leading by 7 points, 8:13 remains in the third.
With the wind gusting like it is, Clark, Brandle does the right thing. He kicks it low on a line, and all you can do then is hope that it bounces forward. It does. So a nice punt there by the Bearcats, but their defense, they're going to ask him again one more time. I need another stop. We'll see if they can pull it off.
First and 10 for New Lothrop at their own 34-yard line, leading by 7 points, 13-6. Trips right, one to the left, working off the left hash. Birchmeyer with Ruddy to his left in the shotgun. It's a keeper, Birchmeyer up the middle. He has room to run. He has the first down. Dives across the 45 and brought down by Mychek at the 46-yard line after a 12-yard gain on the keeper.
Read option right through the middle as Ruddy, he puts the ball in Ruddy's arms. Birchmeyer sees the hole, keeps the ball for himself, and goes straight through the teeth of the Bearcat defense. And it took Matt Mychek from his deep center field spot to come up and make the tackle. A good thing he did, because there would have been a lot more running room for Birchmeyer. First down for the Hornets.
First and 10, right to left across your radio from their own 46. Ruddy on the end around to the right, to the far sideline, dragging his defenders all the way down into ugly territory to the 47-yard line, finally brought down by Aaron Klama. Second down and manageable, 4 yards to go after a 6-yard gain.
The exact same play, Clark, this time when he puts the ball in Ruddy's arms. Ruddy keeps it and runs around the right end, and it took Aaron Klama to chase him down. And still, though, he got 7 yards on the play.
7.5 to play in the third quarter, 13-6, New Lothrop leading and with the ball. Quick pass out to Birchmeyer, out complete to about the 38-yard line, where he's brought down by number 30, Anthony Sweeney, as it is very difficult to see those numbers on the opposite side of the field. And we'll call that number nine, Collinger with the reception. Moves the chains for New Lothrop, first and 10 from Ubley's 37-yard line.
And that's the third option out of that read option. He fakes the handoff to Ruddy, doesn't run himself, and quickly fires a short curl route to Collinger, his favorite wide receiver, and he hauls it in and gets a first down.
And it's a jet sweep to the left this time to number 5 for New Lothrop. That would be Mulcahy, and he gets down, and the fumble's loose, but it falls out of bounds. Just a hot second before Adam Grifka's there to scoop it up out of bounds, unfortunately. And so this will be a 3-yard gain for Mulcahy. Second down and 7 from the Ubley 33-yard line.
New Lothrop not being very careful with the football here in the second half. Bearcats, that's the second fumble they forced. Unfortunately for the Bearcats, Grifka does recover, but it was so close to the sideline, the ball hit the ground and hopped out of bounds. Lucky for the Hornets, that ball did. Now their drive can continue.
Halfway through the third quarter, still no score in the second half. Two wide to the right, And Birchmeyer's going to keep it for himself through the middle. And dragging him down finally is Aaron Klamme, at the 22-23-yard line. And move the chains yet again for New Lothrop, marching down the field.
Birchmeyer keeping the ball on that read option. The Bearcats not doing a good job of sealing the end and keeping somebody in the middle.